Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk promised to triple investment into improving female facilities at local sporting clubs following Matilda's record-breaking performance in this year's FIFA Women's World Cup. Ms. Palaszczuk said, quote, "The Matildas stand for something, for fair play, a fair go for women and for girls across Australia." She also said the government will increase the legacy funding for women's football, including upgrades to major football venues. In more local news, about 400,000 people have enjoyed this year's Eccles, making it the most successful shows in years. This year's attendance figures have surpassed last year's comeback Eccles of 345,000 after the COVID-19 pandemic. Royal National Agriculture and Industrial Association of Queensland, Brandon Crystal, said the show had attracted people of all over Australia and stated Eccles are back to the pre-pandemic crowds. In national news, a positive Indian Ocean depot is forming at the west of Australia and expected to bring reduced rainfall and an increase in temperature through the winter and spring. The dryness has very likely already affected the country, and the majority of Australia is forecast to have less rainfall on the forecast during the coming week. The last positive IOD 4 years ago was the one of the major causes for the Black Summer bushfires. In more national news, wholesale gas price soared as people feared a possible strike at an Australian liquid-filled natural gas plant. Benchmark gas prices for the EU and UK rose around 10% on Monday, according to Bloomberg. The strike at Woodside Energy Group's Northwest Shelf facility could start as early as 2 September if no deal on play is reached. There are fears that strike action could cause disruption to shipments of LNG from Australia, which is a key local key global supplier. In international news, the voice behind Nintendo's famous character, Mario Charles Martinet, will step down from the role. Mr. Martinet has voiced the iconic character in the video game since 1996 from Mario 64. Nintendo said the company will continue work with Mr. Martinet as Mario ambassador and stated that he'll continue to travel the world to share the joy of Mario. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.